And welcome back, George Norrie, Dr. Randy Shannon, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for backup assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Randy, thank you for doing what you do, by the way.
I love, love, love my career. I don't see too much more rewarding. This is perfect for me.
Let's go back to the calls. Thomas, somewhere out there in Texas, is with us. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Hey, I love you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Nice and kind of you.
Very.
Yeah, with you two on the show, you can't go wrong. I kind of got a two-parter here. I live in the middle of nowhere, and I don't go to town, and I'm not exposed to anything. And, I mean, if I go to town to the grocery store or whatever, I mean, I'm in and out, and, I mean, I'm very cautious. But I've noticed for the past week, man, I've been coughing and hacking and all that. And I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm thinking, you know, you got stuff growing in you all the time. And, I mean, is my immune system like, you know, I mean, do I need to bump up on the vitamin C and get my immunity up?
Well, this is question number one, Randy, and it could be environmental, too.
It could be. The sky has been covered. I've talked about this on several of the shows. They are dumping relentlessly from coast to coast. I say coast to coast all the time, George.
Keep promoting that show.
I am. So that's one thing. And people are getting sick. You're not the only one I've heard this from. I hear this. They bring it up in the news. It's, you know, people are talking about it. So what's out there? So whenever I see those chemtrails being dropped, I go inside. And eventually they give us a sunny day, which is honestly super disgusting that we have to wait for a sunny day. I got one yesterday. No chemtrails, nothing. It was perfect. So you know what I did? I went down to very little clothing and went into the backyard and got sun. So anytime I get a chance to get the sun, I get it. And yeah, you can be, you know, I don't know if your filters are getting changed. You also don't want to have, you know, your food stored in plastics. You want to have clean sourcing of water. And there's certain things, again, the colloidal silver will help to clean you out. I like to pair that with the product called Killer Biotic, which has several mushrooms in it, which I really like. And it's just fantastic for cleaning out the body and lowering that toxic burden in the blood. And it's just got so many benefits to it, but it definitely, it's Killer Biotic. It's kind of like the healthy example of an antibiotic, and it doesn't hurt the good bacteria. It leaves it nice and alive, and it kills off the bad.
Thomas, what's your next question?
Yeah, that's good. No, so I got diabetes, and they stuck me on the maximum dose of Januvia, the maximum dose of Jardiance, and I'm sorry, but it ain't working for me. Mm-hmm. So is there anything, I mean, I just DC'd it. I mean, I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take the poison.
What's your glucose level, Thomas?
Oh, my A1C is about 11.
That's pretty high, isn't it, Randy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. He's not in the healthy range. You really want it to be around 5.7 or lower. So you are full-blown, based on the number, type 2 diabetic, probably working into another area that you don't want to go. So get with the critical health team. That would be, I mean, the critical health team is definitely going to be able to help you get a blood sugar pack. I highly suggest you get a full analysis with me so that we can take a look at the tongue, the fingernails, and the face. The pricing and the explanation is right at the website, which George gave out, thebodycan.com. I highly suggest you get that because there may be other things going on. And then you're getting, exactly, I just wouldn't want to be you're high, so I wouldn't want to be responsible and just ignore some other things that are probably going on.
My grandmother, Randy, was a diabetic, and I used to remember her giving herself injections every day back in the 1960s. They didn't have pills then for that, did they?
I don't believe that they did back then. And I really don't like the medications that they have now, side effects, and also don't get to the root cause. A type 2 in just about every single case is reversible. I can tell you, we've had type 1s even in children where they say juvenile onset diabetes and that it's not reversible, and they've got these kids doing these injections. And the parents come to us and say, you know, help us get our kid off of this. Because, you know, they have to keep that refrigerated. So imagine a grid down situation. What is going to happen to the diabetics in this country? So, yeah, they really need to reach out to get that reversed, get that under control, just in case, because people are going grid down right now just with the freezing temperatures. So,
text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Dr. Randy?
Randy, Andy in Waterbury, Connecticut says, my deodorant doesn't work. What can I do for smelly armpits?
Straight up, the most simplest thing you can do, just straight up baking soda. And everybody says, make sure you get the one without aluminum in it. Show me one that has that. I haven't seen one. So it's not that I'm looking at that really hard, but
sprinkle baking soda under your armpits?
Yeah, you just stretch straight out of the shower, just grab a little dab of it and put it under each armpit.
It's what does that do?
Better than putting a chemical. It absorbs all the moisture, so you're still allowed to sweat. It's not blocking your ability to sweat, because that is a natural function. That's where the toxins come out. But it absorbs it, and you have no odor. Didn't come out right. So it's the perfect one. People get fancy and add other things to it. You know, they'll add essential oils to like a coconut oil, a homemade type deal. I just like straight up baking soda. Gets the job done.
What if we came out with a perfumed baking soda? Would that sell?
It probably would, but you would only want an essential oil, because I don't know if Dr. Wallach ever said it on the show, but perfume or cologne. Thank you. You can tell that those are like not in my vocabulary. They are some of the most toxic things that you could ever put on the skin.
Interesting take. Next up, Susan in New Orleans. Hi, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi. Great show.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be calling, because I've been lucky and been a very healthy person my entire life. No surgeries, no illnesses. I don't catch much. And a year ago, I had a real dramatic dental injury where they ripped my sinus cavity open.
Ooh.
And the result has been 1 year of me being in exhaustion most of the time and sleeping. And I'm a person who used to work out 5 or 6 days a week, and now I can't do it at all. Well, I finally found out something. Most of the doctors that I went to, they just were not getting it. You know, they didn't even want to deal with me, because I don't think they knew what I had. And I just lived with it. So I went to this doctor here that does NRT, the nutritional response testing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, your adrenals are shot. So I've been taking some things he gave me for that. But what he tested me for was he said your autonomic nervous system, you know, the two branches, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic branch, they switched. He said, it doesn't happen very often, but now they're going in opposite directions. Your body doesn't know what to do. I said, exactly. I said, I can be high energy one day, and I am dead in the bed for a day or two after that. And it just goes up and down like that. So I don't know if you know anything in that arena. It just involves a lot of exhaustion. And I'm a clean eater, you know, been a healthy person, and now I can't work out and all these things because there's this exhaustion because of the sympathetic branches have gone wacko on me.
Okay. So when they ripped it open, everything healed up there or not?
Yes, I believe so, because I went to my ENT. He didn't want, you know, they put me on too many drugs. The dentist put me on too many drugs. I never take anything. I mean, it's been years since I took any drugs, and he overloaded me. That did something to me, too. That was not, but it was the trauma to my head mm-hmm. that caused the switch.
So basically, when they rip that open, and that does happen, that opens into the sinus cavity, and that creates a direct highway for bacteria right into the sinuses, the bloodstream, and even up into the brain. Yep. And so exhaustion is a classic sign of the fact that that happened. When you talk about that it did a switch, it doesn't really switch, definitely not permanently. What's happening is it becomes stuck in one dominant mode. And so it feels like it flipped. So it's really, you know, he's trying to say it, but maybe he doesn't really know how to actually say that properly. But basically, brain and heart pack, you can get some adrenal support from the team. And the thing that will bring it back on grid, if you will, the de-stress is going to be critical for you. Vagus nerve stimulation. There's a host of things. Highly suggest you get scheduled, because it is a process to bring that totally back. But it is doable. Absolutely. Completely reversible.
Susan, that number, in case you missed anything, was 1-855-949-7234. Next up, we go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hello, Tom.
Hi, George. Thank you for accepting my call. And Dr. Randy, I always appreciate your wisdom. And a couple of comments and a question.
Okay.
First comment, the woman asked about smelly armpits. And I had a friend who told me that what she does, this is like 24, I haven't tried this, but she sprays colloidal silver in her armpits, and she doesn't have any smell. Again, I haven't tried that, but maybe it's another solution. My question is about salt. How should we treat salt? Should we treat it as a supplement, and are there good beneficial types of salt and bad types of salt, that type of thing? And if we have time, I'd like to ask a quick second question.
Okay. So I am a huge lover of salt. Huge. Last client of the day that I talked to today has all kinds of digestive issues, acid reflux, and they're pretty young. And they've been to the doctor, they've been prescribed things, and on and on and on. They don't feel good. And so as we got into the conversation, I found out that they hardly use any salt, which that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear about any kind of a digestive issue. But salt was so valuable in the ancient times that the entire trade routes were built just to transport it. That's how important it was. And whoever controlled the salt controlled the power, the food preservation, and survival. And even the Bible calls salt a covenant substance, because it just symbolized purity and preservation. And it was never optional then. It's not optional now. It's huge. The ancient healers used it for wound cleansing, nervous system regulation, you know, of course, the digestive issues that we go through. So it wasn't just about flavor. It just had so much. And the body cannot run without it. The nerves misfire. People get blood pressure collapse. this guy today was saying, oh, well, when I eat salt, you know, I get higher blood pressure. I said, no, that's a break in another issue. That's nothing to do with the salt. And again, the adrenals are going to burn out. So we have to have salt. Does that answer that question?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Go ahead, Tom, with your second question.
To get a consultation with you, we go into the website, thebodycan.com.
Yep, /schedule. And again, if it's cancers or something like that, there's a couple drop downs. Look at all of them. There's options.
Tremendous. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you being part of the program. Next up, Keith in Cleveland, east of the Rockies. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, George and Dr. Shen. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Very, very, very interesting show. Dr. Shannon, I have spoken with George many times. He knows my history. I've been dealing with HIV over 40 years. I am very, very, very healthy, but I am a very, very rare, rare person dealing with the disease. It took my eyesight and my sense of taste. So that's very, very, very difficult at times. I mean, like anything, I love food, but really cannot taste it well. Is there absolutely anything that you would honestly say that could help?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Natural supports are critical for everyone, but of course, especially if you have the HIV. CoQ10, we have an amazing one. The brain and heart is always the baseline. When it comes to taste and the loss of things you need are going to be in what we have, the plant-derived colloidal mineral. You're going to need that. It's pretty inexpensive. Okay. The brain and heart's going to come with the selenium. Very important. You need a lot of vitamin C, and you need the de-stress. Those are just a few.
Wow, that sounds great, because I do take a multivitamin, which helps, but I'm sure your products are definitely, definitely much, much, much stronger and more direct.
The mineral mines are right here in this country, out of Utah, so it's the only ones that I will take.
And Keith, if you missed anything, 1-855-949-7234. Randy, if you have to take one supplement, just one, should it be a multiple vitamin?
Yes. and it's in that brain and heart pack. So if you're going to take just one, it's in the brain and heart pack. Okay. But everything else that's in that brain and heart pack is critical. Gerhard Schrauser did the interview so many years ago and was critical in suing the federal government and winning the lawsuit, because they provided so much evidence, so many peer-reviewed studies. They were only allowed to submit 500. They could have submitted over 2,000, and they read every single one of them page by page. So they had to pull out the 500 best. And that selenium that we have, Dr. Wallach was so smart in putting all these things together. Selenium is everywhere on the market. However, not with its friends. And selenium needs the five cofactors that are in that bottle to make it work astounding in the body. And they put it perfectly in the brain and heart pack.
That's the way to do it. We're going to come back in just a moment and take final calls with Dr. Randy Shannon right here on Coast to Coast AM. And again, her book is called Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. And she's part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Dr. Randy Shannon with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. She's with us every 6 weeks plus. And the website, again, is CriticalHealthNews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to Joe in Boston to get us started. Hey, Joe.
Thank you, George. Had a treatment today. Still don't feel too good. Randy, I'm blind. I got a couple things and I'll listen on the air. One, I'm not able. I spoke with your people. You're very nice. We're not able to do all these things on the website. I wish you had your own meals you could, people could buy, and you could see us. in person, because some of us, like John and myself and Cornelius, are not good on computers, and we're alone. I wish you would work out something with some people that could help us, because I would love, I know you're good with the tongue and spoken with your people. What does a tongue look like? Is there anything you think you can do in the future to help people like me who don't have access? A lot of us don't use computers or just use email. We don't have cameras and stuff. Plus, I'm totally blind. And
you have prostate cancer, right?
Yeah, and I can't get the GoFundMe set up, George. I have no one to help me. John is wonderful. Cornelius and all the Coast to Coast listeners, Mike in Alaska, are nice. I need more in prayers. I need help. If there's anything you can do, Dr. Randy, I've spoken with your people. The girl's very nice. But I don't know what we can do. I'm not a webby person, and we have too much of that. I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm just telling my story. So I'd like to hear your comments, and please see what you can do, because I also need help. Thanks, and God bless. Take care.
All right, Joseph. Go ahead, Randy.
Person either, unfortunately. And I do remember, I feel like I spoke with you, someone in your circle, I don't know who it would be, but someone in your circle needs to set up your GoFundMe. So that's, I mean, I don't know if George Norrie has somebody on his team that can do that, but it's just not my wheelhouse, unfortunately. I have zero experience at that.
Now, we'll support it, Randy, but we can't set them up for obvious reasons.
So you just got to pull somebody from your circle.
What's he do, though, in terms of response? Can he deal with the phone?
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got, I mean, for me to get pictures, somebody's got to take a picture. So if he wants me to look at his pictures, so he's got to have somebody use the phone, because, you know, my clients are all over the world, but they, and sometimes he's not the only one. I've had other people with this situation, and they just find a neighbor, a friend, somebody who's driving them somewhere, somebody to grab a phone. I mean, I've had people send pictures from phones that aren't theirs, so I can't even ever reply, but I can look. So he's like, we're opposite sides of the country, so he's got to, you know, call on somebody that's there within his circle.
Let's go to John in Pittsburgh on the wild card line. John, thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, George and Dr. Shannon. I'll just give you a quick, brief history about myself, and then we'll go from there. This started, I'm 61 now. This probably started not too long after high school. I was first diagnosed with Epstein-Barr, and then I don't know, from there other things came about, like Hashimoto's with the thyroid, and anyway, over the years I went to many naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, trying to get this figured out, regular doctors, you name it, hair analysis, blood work, tried, you know, many reputable companies for supplements. And even though I know it's more than just supplements, you know, so it's about lifestyle, you know, as well. So I'm kind of like, still, after all this time, I'm still dealing with the same thing. And even now my mom, that might be a totally different situation, but she used to be full of energy, and she's just always tired every day. And not that what could help me could help her, but that would be my hope. And then lately, it just seems like, you know, we're in all you, you know, so many supplements, so many companies, so many things out there. You're hearing more and more about detoxes and for the liver and parasites and heavy metals, zeolite and microplastics.
What would you say, John, your biggest issue is?
Yes, yeah, so there's just so much. My biggest issue, very simple, chronic fatigue.
What do you recommend, Randy?
Okay, first off, Epstein-Barr and Hashimoto's are very tightly connected. So Epstein-Barr is one of the most common viral triggers that really flip the immune system. And, you know, they say that it attacks the thyroid. I don't really believe our body attacks itself. There's always something else that's going on. But when you deal with Hashimoto's, you can't do it without addressing the viral load, that exhaustion that you have. It's immune exhaustion. And, you know, you got issues with the detox pathways. So core foundations are going to be remove those triggers. Those are non-negotiable. So just coming from the food side of it, everything that I had listed off on the bad list, get rid of them completely. Gluten is the major trigger for Hashimoto's. Are you eating that?
Interesting take. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Randy.
Needs to hop off that, all the seed oils, just everything off the bad food list. Start with a good a brain and heart pack. I would get PDM. I don't know your age, height, or weight, so I couldn't give you exacts. If you call the critical health team, they can do that. And truly, I suggest you get a full analysis so that I can take a look. My hands are tied behind my back when I'm only just hearing it. I mean, I can tell you all of these things, but I'd really like to see the face, the fingernails, and the tongue to really get to the root, to get all systems on grid. You can't just go fix one thing and expect everything else to get in line. So if somebody comes to me and has a cancer, well, that cancer is clearly the main issue of the day. However, you have to get all the other systems and organs on the grid. And, you know, not everybody understands that. Certainly the medical community doesn't get it. Because if you go to the doctor, he said, you know, and you say, doctor, I'm hurting over here. Well, that's where he's going to look. But that's not where I look. I look at these other areas and get straight to the root. Your body's not going to lie to me.
Is gluten bad for everybody?
Yes. Not they just good. Haven't felt that. They haven't gone off that cliff yet. Some people are slower to get there. Some people don't eat as much. So,
John, here's that number to call.
The damage.
1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that. Tom, you have a final text for Dr. Shannon.
Randy Shannon, Janie in South Dakota would like you to suggest the best thing to do once you immediately feel like you're getting a sore throat.
I'd immediately, personally, ramp. If they have the brain and heart, take it. But I would ramp my C, my D3, get my sun if I could, your zinc, your iodine. All of those things really matter. We have them all.
And gargle.
And play around.
And gargle.
And gargle. Yep. If you're feeling the soreness in there, absolutely. Sleep is critically important. Don't be on all the Wi-Fi, everything. Shut it all down.
Let's go to first-time caller Ray in Alberta, Canada. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, George.
Hey, Bremen.
I had some questions about diabetes. I just got recently diagnosed with it.
What type do you have?
Type 2.
Type 2, okay.
And I heard that other guy talking about it, and I guess I should get that healthy blood and sugar pack?
Yes, sir. And if you had said type 1... I would have said that was a misdiagnosis because clearly you weren't born with it.
No, go ahead. Type 1, do you have to take insulin?
Yes.
Okay, so they never told me anything about taking insulin.
Are you on pills, Ray?
I'm just going in for my glucose test tomorrow.
Yep. The blood sugar pack is basically step 1. I'm sure there's other issues going on. Diet's probably way off. What's your weight?
About 160, and I am about 5'6.5".
Okay. What'd you eat in the last 24 hours? Quickly.
Nothing. I can't eat right now. I'm on a fast for this test.
No donuts Perfect and answer. Sugar, that's for sure, right?
That was a test.
All right, get the test first. Get the glucose level and see what you can do. Does dieting automatically reduce your glucose level, Randy?
No. No. I've seen plenty of skinny people that are still type 2 diabetics. It is a break in the system and you have to nutrify the body, its deficiency when you're a type 2 diabetic. And when they go straight to the insulin, it's like putting the body on the welfare system. And they may try it with him, but I would not do that personally ever, especially at his age. You're not a type 1. And so when you put the body on that insulin, then it's telling the body, hey, you don't have to work. We'll just feed you. We'll just give it to you. And you make that system weaker and weaker and weaker. It's the same with a lot of people aren't going to like me for this, but all the synthetic hormones, I'm completely against them. There's no long-term studies, and you're putting the body on the welfare system. No.
West of the Rockies, Dennis is with us in Sun City, Arizona. Dennis, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I have a quick comment and a question. You make a very important connection between the tongue and a person's health. And there's a Bible verse which confirms what you're saying, and it's Proverbs 18:21, which says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. But what that means is that our words affect our health and our longevity, so it's important to speak healing instead of sickness. My question is, I was recently exposed to some loud music in a nightclub. And and experiencing some temporary hearing loss. And I've heard that ginkgo biloba is good for tinnitus. Is there some other supplement that might help restore temporary hearing loss?
I would go with the bone and joint pack. That'll address it very, very nicely. By the way, I'm very familiar with that verse. There's whole books that have been written just all around that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Is it unusual for the ears to ring after a nightclub like that?
Not really. Probably he already had weakness in there. It's, you know, it falls in the category of osteoporosis of the skull. And there we have massive amounts of nerve bundles there, and they were probably dried out and brittle, and that just catapulted the issue that was already coming on. I'm going to guess maybe there's a little arthritis, or you've got collagen loss, maybe creaky body, maybe some aches and pains in the knees, the joints, etc.
Should you go see an audiologist?
I mean, you could. I like tests as long as they're not invasive. It's always good to get answers. It's then what do you do with the news of that answer? Do you go their route and take drugs or cutting or surgery? That wouldn't be the choice I would make.
He's got to rule out some serious medical conditions, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's definitely. That's why I love tests. So, you know, people ask me all the time, should I go get this ultrasound? Should I go get this blood work? Should I, you know, do this or that? I'm for it. I don't like dyes put in the body. I don't like mammograms. There's thermography now. There's different tests. Even with the colonoscopy, that's been invasive. It's unalived a lot of people over the years. So there's like three or four different tests that are really just as good and not invasive at all.
And one more time, here's that toll-free number for Dr. Randy Shannon. She's got an entire staff behind her taking notes on everything she said right now. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The criticalhealthnews.com website is available to you. Her website is called thebodycan.com, and her book is called Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. What's the favorite animal with a tongue?
My favorite in the book is the giraffe, who happened to make the cover. So
they've got long tongues, don't they?
They do. They do. I did a drive-through safari. It was the softest tongue that came through the window. It was crazy.
Randy, until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you so much. See you in a few weeks.
Dr. Randy Shannon, up next in 3 weeks will be pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And up next, we're going to talk about the Knights Templar. Who were they and where are they? Next.